Well, Mayor Garcetti, it is good to talk to you today. You know, we're talking about a return to the Super Bowl, or I should say the return of the Super Bowl to LA for the first time in nearly 30 years. But in many ways, it feels like Sunday is kind of going to mark a culmination for you for a project that really began shortly after you were elected, trying to bring the NFL teams back to LA, building out the stadium over in Inglewood with SoFi. Talk to me about the economic opportunities that have come along with that.
Well, great to be with you, Kiko. And it's such an amazing week. I think that LA can lay claim to being one of the greatest, if not the greatest sports city in the world, and certainly will be the capital of the sports world this weekend. But it really reflects, I think, the spirit of a city that for a long time put its values out there, that we weren't going to necessarily subsidize a stadium, but we wanted the NFL, and the NFL couldn't afford not to be in Los Angeles with this market, with this kind of West Coast capital, with the entertainment industry. And I think that's reflected in what we're going to see this weekend, which is, you know, one of the greatest halftime shows ever, our own team in the Super Bowl, which for me as an LA Rams fan is like a dream come true. But when you think about what's going to be in this stadium, not just football, but the Olympics and Paralympics, the college football championship, WWF, all these things that are going to kind of put this place on the map. It shows that LA is very much back, but also that we do things that are next level. It's pushing the idea of a stadium, the enjoyment of sports forward in a way that also benefits the people who live here too. And that's been a really important part of the story.
How big of an economic lift are you anticipating from the Super Bowl alone? I mean, there's some estimates out there that have put it up well over $200 million.
Yeah, and that's a low ball. We think that the $1.3 billion in nominal dollars just overall, but at least $500 million directly to our economy, just tax revenues. There's, you know, $22 million estimated to come that we'll be able to put into city services and to be able to help not just the city of Inglewood, which has been such an amazing place for the stadium to be, but for us in the city of Los Angeles or surrounding it, our hotels, all of our venues, a lot of places that almost closed up because of the pandemic or just reopening, who've had the toughest couple of years, can earn enough in a week when a big event like this comes that they can, you know, pay the bills for 2 or 3 months. And so we're very excited too that the NFL has focused on local businesses, over 250 small businesses, many of them women-owned, veteran-owned, minority-owned, to be able to let them know how they can become medium-sized and even big players in the future and not just have the NFL come into a town and occupy it, spend on themselves and leave. They're really spending on LA, which is a beautiful thing to see.
Let's talk about where the economy is right now. As you alluded to, I mean, LA, one of those cities that got hit pretty hard over the pandemic, something like 770,000 jobs that were lost in the first few months alone back in 2020. Your unemployment rate has come down, but it's still above what we're seeing nationally at just over 8%, I believe. How much of this money that we're seeing from these opportunities that have come with these big sporting events have actually trickled down?
You know, we know that Los Angeles's kind of hospitality industry is a core industry, whether it's tourists coming, whether it's events like this or the Oscars, Grammys, it's a key part of our economy. And while we go into usually a deeper hole when there's economic downturns, we also accelerate out of them faster than anybody else. Recently, analysis from Bloomberg showed us that Los Angeles is leading employment growth of every major city in America post-pandemic. More than cities in Texas, more than New York, Chicago, more than California at large. So we're not just benefiting, you know, from events like this. I think we've been very strategic about making sure that we spread between neighborhoods and industries what this prosperity looks like. And on the business side, that's employment growth. Our publicly traded companies have the highest increase of their valuation post-pandemic too. So both the business and the worker side is really headed in the right direction. And we see, you don't have to look at macroeconomics. It's conversations with Angelinos who say, oh, you know, my flower shop got boosted. There's more people eating who came out of town. We welcome folks from Cincinnati, even international travelers as they begin to come back. We're feeling that in a way that really does spread to our individuals and not just to the large corporations here. But especially those mom and pops that are the lifeblood of our main streets.
With that said, you and other leaders in the city have gotten a lot of criticism for this divide that seems to be growing. If we're talking specifically about the Super Bowl and SoFi Stadium, You've got the residents of Inglewood on one side, where we still see a poverty rate in double digits. And then those this weekend who are spending, in some cases, hundreds of thousands of dollars to get into SoFi Stadium for the Super Bowl. How do you ensure that, if we're talking about one specific project here, how do you ensure that the economic benefits, the recovery from the pandemic, are more equal?
Well, I share those same concerns. I've devoted my life to, you know, economic opportunity and public service addressing that. And, you know, the story really of the past 30 years was disinvestment in South Los Angeles and Inglewood and places like that. I'd much rather have investment and try to tackle how we can make sure that's equitable than not have any investment at all. Because we know when people disinvest, crime goes up. We know poverty goes even higher. But whether it's bringing public transportation, and we're very excited in the coming year to open up public transportation that'll go straight down almost to the stadium and then to LAX with the Crenshaw LAX line, or LAX and the building of SoFi. LAX, we're spending $16 billion to welcome the world and our country to come to LA in the future. But those jobs, 27% of those local construction jobs, a percentage almost unheard of, come from local folks that we've trained in the crafts. These are good middle-class jobs for folks who live in Inglewood, to purchase a home, to be able to stay in their neighborhood, to be electricians, plumbers, carpenters, iron workers. I just toured yesterday the People Mover, which is our train to the planes at LAX. For some reason, LAX has never had public transportation go directly to the airport. And it looks like a Roman aqueduct. And, you know, talking to some of the laborers that were up there, they just said how it changed their life. Some of them had served time. Some of them had been homeless. Some of them, so there's women that are working who traditionally aren't in the building trades. And it's transformed their lives. And they have queued up work now for the next 40 years because we're building 15 rail lines, welcoming the Olympics and Paralympics. So we're really trying to be strategic that these things aren't just about the big spenders who come in for that weekend. This is about the lifetime residents that are here for the long haul.
What do you say to those who say, you know, look, that sounds great. And I'm sure a lot of that is happening, but I'm not seeing the economic benefits in my community. And that's a criticism that's been voiced within the city of Inglewood.
Yeah, you know, I'm mayor of Los Angeles, and I think in Inglewood, Mayor Butts would be better able to respond, but I've heard him say it too. He said, look, we're able to improve our streets. We're able to make sure that there's more public safety. We're able to invest in young people. I think about the orchestra, our amazing Philharmonic, led by Gustavo Dudamel, could have built a youth orchestra facility anywhere. They built it in Inglewood so that kids that are growing up there, they can feel it. They can see it. They can become a great violinist or play the, you know, English horn, something they never would have thought about. Same thing with the Olympics. We're spending $160 million in the communities of South LA and other low-income communities so that Black and brown kids can learn how to swim. You can have horse lessons for somebody who's a para athlete who aspires but has never been on a horse before, golfing in East LA, and maybe they'll even medal in their own hometown or become professional athletes. So there's always people who can't feel things. That's part of the reason why we have to continue to struggle against poverty. But I would much rather be in Los Angeles than almost anywhere else, given the resources, the assets, and the focus that we have on making sure that this next decade continues to open the door to opportunity.
You mentioned a number of other sporting events that are on tap in LA. Obviously, the Super Bowl this weekend. You've got the College Football National Championship. You've got the MLB All-Star Game. And then, of course, the Olympics at the very end of that pipeline. And, you know, there's a lot of residents in LA who say, look, that sounds great, but this has come at a cost if we're talking about affordable housing, especially. We saw the median housing price hit another record in the city of LA last year. How do you address those two together?
Well, I don't think the price of housing has gone up because we've held events, one-off events. An All-Star game doesn't drive up the price of housing.
But more about the economic opportunities, but also ensuring that you're not necessarily pushing people out while bringing those with more money in.
Well, there certainly is no conspiracy to do that. We always are going to be a popular place because LA's just got amazing weather, amazing people, amazing geography, and amazing industries. But you are right. And certainly over the last 8 years, my focus has been build more housing, build more housing, build more housing. The California dream, which is kind of unique in the United States. We say the American dream and the California dream. There's almost no other state that says that. Not that people don't dream in Kansas and Colorado. Of course they do, but they don't say the Colorado dream. Here in California, it's really been linked to the idea that housing should be out there, whether it's our homelessness crisis or just our middle-class housing crisis has been 30 years of not building enough. And so I think these things actually go together, not in opposition. We have tripled the pace of housing in the city of Los Angeles since I became mayor. That will over time help us have more stock, have more affordability. And by the way, we've incentivized building low income housing, which is never enough, by making sure that if people want to build higher on their own dime, they have to build units that are available for working class and lower income and formerly homeless individuals, so that we can finally have kind of record-breaking numbers in that area. And somebody's kid won't decide, hey, I love LA, I just can't afford to stay here. Or somebody looking to come to LA will say, I'd love to, but there's no way I could meet the rent.
We've got just a few minutes left here. I have to ask you about the game. Obviously, you're rooting for the Rams. I'd imagine you're going to pick them to win. What do you see as the keys to the game?
I'm absolutely rooting for the Rams. I feel like an eight-year-old all over again when I went with my dad to the Rose Bowl to watch them play the Steelers. I think that their poise and their maturity really has been demonstrated in the playoffs. It seemed some people were wondering with a new quarterback, would we be able to gel as a team? We have such amazing talent, such connection. And I think the key is the Rams. Don't lose your cool. There's an amazing quarterback in Joe Burrow on the other side. There's a lot of underdog sentiment for a great team from Cincinnati, and we love having them here. But this is our destiny. I've been very lucky as mayor. We've won a Stanley Cup. We've won WNBA, won the NBA championship, the World Series, an MLS Cup. All that's missing is a Super Bowl. And for us to write this, Hollywood couldn't script this story. In our own backyard, the most incredible stadium ever built, with a Rams that are surging, an amazing coach, an incredible team, and a city behind them. I think it's going to be the crowd. Hopefully there'll be a lot of Angelinos there really playing their role. And then, you know, Matthew Stafford having that poise that we've seen and the amazing team behind him. Last thing is our defense. You know, I think in the moments when we've fallen behind, Aaron Donald rallies that crew and makes the game-changing plays. So I think it's going to be close, a lot closer than people think. Rams are good coming from behind, so not going to worry if we fall behind, but this is our moment, and I think the Rams are going to pull it off.
Yeah, they haven't necessarily been good at keeping the lead, but you're right. They are good at coming from behind. Final question, do you have a bet going with Cincinnati mayor? We were talking about this before you hopped on. Is there In-N-Out Burgers on the line? What's the bet here?
We're going to announce it in a couple days, but I was very inspired by the way that in some of the playoffs, that the winning city actually did something good for the losing city's, infrastructure for their people. I'd like to see something in which we both can raise awareness about an issue, not just send each other a stack of food. But we'll have that food, and one of us will be having to wear the jersey of the other city for sure at a press conference. So I look forward to seeing that coming out of Cincinnati.
Okay, best of luck to the Rams. Mayor Garcetti, good to talk to you today. Appreciate the time.
Always great to be with you. Thanks.